Our first feature this week tells the story of a Barney over a binned birthday bash for the founder of Bewilderwood. The story was written by Owen Sennett of the Evening News and will be read by John Harbin.
It is a twisting plot that could have come straight from one of the charming Bewilderwood children's books. A mischievous but kind-hearted nephew tries to organise what appears to be a birthday party for his uncle, with lots of friends and family invited to a big get-together in the woods, with music, food and drink for all. But the crocklebogs at the police and local council have other ideas, threatening to put a stop to it because it might be too noisy for the boggles and twiggles living on the surrounding marshes. Now the uncle has become the party pooper himself after putting a stop to the proposed celebrations, suggesting he had been hoodwinked by his younger relative, with whom he has had some strong but friendly words. The bizarre saga enveloping Tom Blofeld, creator of the Bewilderwood books and founder of the activity park inspired by them, started when a temporary events licence application was lodged with North Norfolk District Council in May. It sought permission to sell alcohol and for DJs to play music until 3 a.m. in the grounds of Hoverton House, Mr. Blofeld's home near the Bewilderwood site between Horning and Wroxham, for an occasion in September, which was described in the documents as Tom's Birthday Party 24. However, the bid was met with objections from Norfolk Police and the council, who pointed out that the event appeared to be more than just a birthday for Mr. Blofeld, who turned 60 this year, and was actually a commercial music festival called Earworm. The event was first held last year when it attracted complaints from neighbours who said it was far too noisy. The festival, organised by Mr. Blofeld's nephew, Zephyr Blofeld, an Extinction Rebellion activist and youth worker at his local Quaker church, has its own website and was expected to attract around 300 revellers, with tickets on sale online for up to £85. After police and the council raised their concerns, and the curious affair was highlighted in this paper, Tom Blofeld, whose official job title is Head of Silliness at Bewilderwood, sought to clarify matters. Firstly, a woman whose official job title is Guardian of the Marketing Marshes at Bewilderwood got in touch to say that Tom had nothing to do with the proposed event. Then a spokesman for the Head of Silliness himself got in touch. She said Tom had no knowledge of the plans for the party and did not know it was planned to go ahead. The party did not have, does not have, and never has had his blessing. Now that he has been informed of all of this, he will not be giving permission for any party. He has since had strong but friendly words with his nephew, as Tom believes he has been, to some extent, hoodwinked in this matter. Following Mr. Blofeld's intervention, the website is no longer operational, and would-be revellers are no longer able to buy tickets. The application is still on the North Norfolk District Council website, but prospects for the party would seem to be over. Although the festival website still exists, many details have now been removed. As well as information on travel and tickets, it highlighted the event's ethos: be the silliness you wish to see in the world. It also had a lengthy welfare section, which gave advice on how to avoid being a sex pest at the festival, and guidance on intoxication and consent. Last year's festival attracted complaints from nearby villagers concerned about the noise. Tom Blofeld is the son of a former High Court judge and nephew of Henry Blofeld, the cricket commentator. The family name is thought to have been the inspiration for that of James Bond's foe, Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Ian Fleming, the 007 creator, went to school with a member of the family. Mr. Blofeld's Bewilderwood theme park is based on a series of children's books he authored, first published in 2007. The stories are set in the magical Bewilderwood and follow the adventures of Swampy, a young marsh boggle, and the characters he meets along the way. Swampy travels through the marshy swamps, meeting creatures like the Twiggles, Parasquawks, and Mildred the Crocklebog, a scary crocodile-like animal that is actually a warm-hearted vegetarian. The various characters get up to mischief across a series of four books, with the debut story now also available as an audiobook.